Good morning, everyone. This morning we are in Numbers chapter 2. In Numbers chapter 2, we learn about God's order and structure regarding the tabernacle and how Israel was both to camp around the tabernacle, but then also when it was transported, how it would be transported. And I think it lets us know something about God and about the importance of having structure and order. So when the tabernacle was stationed in the desert, they had specific areas where each tribe was supposed to camp in a very orderly fashion. So to the north, three tribes camped. To the west, three tribes camped. To the east of it, three tribes camped. And to the south, three tribes camped. And then inside of that, so actually closer to the tabernacle than any of those 12 tribes, were the priests, and they camped also all around north, west, east, south of the tabernacle. And all of this was to have order and structure. And you know, no one was supposed to enter the tabernacle except the priests. And God, there was penalty, you know, if you did, if you tried to just like thrust yourself into the tabernacle and cross the fenced area, you could die for that. Now, God doesn't want disorder, and God doesn't want people to face penalty for doing that. So what he did is he camped the priests on the inner circle, if you want to, so to speak, around the tabernacle so that there was accountability and so that no one would bust in. And in addition, they were camped to provide security not only for the tabernacle, but for also the priests and for also then all of Israel. You know, let's just say as an example that God didn't provide this order. You know, what would it be like? And even just to go back a little bit further, you know, when Israel, we're only in the second year of Israel being out of Egypt and in the desert. And so this band of slaves of Egypt gets freed by God from Egypt, right? And there's the Passover, and they go through on dry ground, and now they get into the desert. There's no government, there's no army, there's no structure, there's no rules, there's no laws. How would people live like with each other if they did not have guidance from God, right? So very early on, while they're in the desert, God brings Moses up on Mount Sinai and they get the law. So now they know how to honor God and how to treat one another. And, you know, we've gone through the book of Leviticus, and there were a lot of rules regarding disease. And also if you stole someone's property, that you'd have to pay restitution. So there was all kinds of structure and order given so that they could function as a society. And now we're getting clear instruction now that the tabernacle has been set up as to how they're going to be camped around it. Now, if God did not give this to them, imagine the infighting among them. Well, who's going to get to camp where? And who's going to decide that? But instead of them having any kind of problems about how they would, you know, camp and where they would camp and where they would set up, God provides all of it so that there can be function and order to their community, and there could be unity. And God wants us to be unified around Him. And I believe by declaring all this, it provided that so that the people could be more unified under God. In addition, when they moved the tabernacle, six tribes were to go in front and six tribes were to go in back with the tabernacle in the middle. Again, very good order and structure. And, you know, because Israel was now out on its own and developing a military, like there needed to be order too in case they were attacked. So that they had some structure and order to their community. I mean, if you were to look at, you know, imagine living in a society like we live in now, where there's no structure, there's no order, there's no rules, there's no laws, where everybody just did what was right in their own eyes. Now, sadly, we're going to see that a little bit later in the book of Judges, where, you know, this fresh perspective that God's people have right now, seeing the miracles of God, seeing the manna come from the sky and the quail come from the sky and the parting of the sea, the water from the rock. They've seen God move Passover, the 10 plagues in Egypt. So they're more attentive to God right now because of all they've seen Him do. But unfortunately, as they, you know, get into the promised land, and you could read in the book of Judges, and we'll get there soon, that everyone just did what was right in their own eyes. And it ended up becoming very dysfunctional. When people just do what's right in their own eyes instead of honoring what God has said, it becomes extremely dysfunctional. And here, they're still honoring the Lord. In fact, at the end of this chapter, it echoes that, or where did I read that? Everyone did as the Lord commanded. I guess we read that at the end of chapter 1. Says, according to all which the Lord had commanded Moses, so they did. And they're still doing a better job at this current season of honoring God and following what he had set up. So, you know, I think of a team. You know, if you were to go to, like, let's say an NFL football practice, man, I tell you what, they are punctual. It's orderly. Everyone knows where they're supposed to be and what they're supposed to be doing. And there's various coaches at various stations, and there's trainers, and there's equipment managers. And in order to be a great team, there is great structure and order to what's going on to provide a practice that's going to help them, you know, in game time. And that works better. It works better when there's a plan. And God did not leave Israel without a plan. He has given them the word of God. He's given them structure and order to their community. And it's to make them better. It's to make them more unified. And, you know, when there's division about where to go and what to do, you know, unfortunately, people don't thrive as well under that kind of an environment. And God knows what he's doing. And, that, you know, I loved seeing that God's got a plan. I mean, think about this. All of this that we're reading right now is how God structured through Moses how they were supposed to operate. And he did not leave them without a plan. And, you know, praise God for his wisdom, as we see here. And, you know, when we have a little structure and order to our lives, we're better too, aren't we? You know, when we get up and we spend time in the Word of God, and, you know, we'll, it's a Sunday right now as I speak, and I'll be coming to church today, and there'll be various people serving various functions, opening the doors and making the coffee, and the worship team will show up, and the tech team will show up, and, you know, I'll come in and pray, and I'll print my message, and, you know, our office manager, Nikki, will be taking care of what she needs to. There'll be greeters who, you know, greet the people that come to the church, and, you know, there's been slides that have been made to put on the screen, and everyone's kind of fulfilling their role in the body of Christ. And there's going to be some structure and some order to it so that we can better function together for the glory of God. And there's something to be said for that. So that's what happens in Numbers 2. You can read it for yourself, but essentially that is what it says, is how they were going to camp and transport the tabernacle in order. Thank you for listening, and God bless you all.